that the Lord lead him to deliver the word of God, to bless us in our soul, to give us a living word that we can hold on to at this time. So I present to you our own Pastor Campbell. Amen.
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 Amen. God is good.
Amen.
And he's good what?
All the time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He's good all the time.
All the time.
Praise God.
It is.
I was thinking of this one song they used to sing. And it says, I'm running from my life.
Okay, I can sing,
please. I didn't have to be song. I just said it's a song that they used to sing. It said that I'm running from my life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, in this walk, we got to run for our life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, when we was in the world, hallelujah, and things that tried to come up against us, hallelujah, we'll run towards that problem. We'll run towards that situation and think that we can handle it, that situation. But now, since we in God's hand, hallelujah, we let the Lord take control of the problem and the situation. So we run it for our life. Hallelujah. In the Lord's hands. Hallelujah. God is just good. But I was thinking about that song. Say, I'm running for my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Anybody ask you, what's the matter with me?
Uh-huh. It said, if anybody asks you.
Tell them I'm saved. Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized.
Hallelujah.
I got Jesus on my side and I'm running for my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Since Campbell remembered the whole song.
Hey! That's right.
Yeah, I'm running for my
heart.
Life.
It's in your heart. You got to.
Say, yeah. What do you say again?
I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you.
If anybody asks you.
What's the matter with me?
Uh-huh.
Tell them that I'm saved.
Uh-huh.
Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side and I'm running for my life.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So if somebody asks you a question, you just tell them I'm saved. And not only that, I'm sanctified. That means that I'm set apart.
Yeah.
I'm not in that group I used to be in. I'm set apart from that group now.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm fire baptized. Holy Ghost filled. Woo!
Amen.
That is a deep song right there. I was thinking, I said, look at that. That song is good. But I was thinking, hallelujah, on what Pastor Campbell was talking about earlier about Pentecostal Day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, sometimes people don't understand what Pentecostal Day is. A lot of times we just go to service, Sunday to Sunday, Monday to Monday, Tuesday to Tuesday, and we don't even recognize or understand or acknowledge what God has done for us around that time. You know?
Yeah.
So, and in the word of God in Hosea 4:6, it talks about that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Because people don't want to get knowledge these days.
No, they don't.
People don't want to get understanding these days. People always jump in and say, I'm in the ministry, I'm doing this. Hallelujah. But how many of you know you got to understand what the ministry is?
Come on, Pastor.
You got to acknowledge who God is.
Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. If you don't understand and acknowledge, hallelujah, what the word is saying and who God is, that God created the earth, God created you, hallelujah, how are you going to say that you're in the ministry?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Pastor. Let the Lord.
And over in the book of Hosea 4:6, when you get it, say amen. I got a few more things. But my title be today, we need to understand, we need understanding and knowledge.
Okay, look at the Lord.
That's what we need. See, so many people, they running wild out in the street today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We know what just happened. Hallelujah. But they're running it wild today because sometimes we don't understand and we don't have the knowledge that God can work things out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we let the old flesh, hallelujah, overrule what God want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. God put us in a situation, hallelujah, to see what we going to do.
Hallelujah.
To see what we going to do. But see, if we don't understand the move of God, and we don't acknowledge who God is, but the word of God said, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. So if you don't understand and you don't acknowledge, hallelujah, you can't get directed. You won't know where to go. But over in Hosea 4:6, what do it say?
It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Look at that. It said, for my people. He's talking about us. Hallelujah. But it's right here in Hosea, he was talking about the Israelites. Hallelujah. He said that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why?
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Because they have rejected knowledge. See, you know, nowadays, people think that they know more than God.
You better preach, Pastor.
Hallelujah. They rejected what God has for them.
Come
because
on.
They got their own way.
Man.
They got their own understanding how God should do and how God should be.
Come on.
And who they think God ought to be.
Yeah.
But see, the word of God says thou has rejected knowledge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How can you reject the knowledge of God? Hallelujah. But see, Israelite have rejected the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And it's still going on today.
That's right.
Hallelujah. In the house of God. They reject in the house of God. Yeah, and they rejecting the knowledge of God. They rejecting the understanding.
Right.
Hallelujah. See, you got a lot of time, even the preacher, hallelujah, the pastors, the apostles, they reject.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So if the pastors, and they are the head of the church, the head of the body, if the head reject, the whole body going to reject.
My God.
Hallelujah. Then the body can't function right.
My God.
Hallelujah. See that old brain that's up in the head. Hallelujah. If it's not functioning right, the body ain't going to function right.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
See, one thing about the body of Christ is so many people that is rejecting knowledge.
Yes. Yeah.
They rejecting understanding. Mm-hmm. They rejecting to give God praise.
Yeah.
Don't, how many know that God required us to give him praise?
Yes, he does.
He required of us to give him praise.
Yes,
he required of us to give him worship. But so many people reject it because they say, I don't want nobody looking at me when I'm giving. I don't care who looking at you.
Hallelujah.
You can't reject and give it God what is due.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is due is giving him praise. Then it says, because thou have rejected knowledge. Now, in the first part, it said that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Lack means, hallelujah, that you is ignorant. You could be uneducated, meaning lacking in knowledge or in training.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes lacking means that you just don't, you lacking because you don't go to the Bible study, you don't go to the Sunday school, you not get trained right. Hallelujah. See, sometimes people could be lacking. It's just like in on a job. You might not understand the job because you weren't trained on the job right. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't have knowledge of the job, you don't understand the job because somebody didn't give you the understanding. Hallelujah. See, first you got to have understanding, hallelujah, to acknowledge something.
Right.
If you don't have understanding, you can't acknowledge nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. See, you got to have understanding. So you got to be taught and understand what the word of God is saying to us. Hallelujah. So that way you can grab the knowledge.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Then it said, I will also reject thee. It said, because you reject my knowledge, then he said, I'm going to reject you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So if you go, if you rejected what I'm giving you, hallelujah, how will you feel, hallelujah, if somebody come and give, they don't work hard to get you a nice gift and you reject their gift? Hallelujah, you reject the gift. And they give it to you out of their heart. God has given Jesus out of his heart. to us that he would die for us. And we don't even acknowledge his death. And we don't even acknowledge that he risen for us. Hallelujah. Some people say they acknowledge it, but they don't understand it. Hallelujah. You got to understand it before you can acknowledge it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then it goes on and says, what else it says? It said, I will also reject thee. Then what does it say?
I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me.
Look, you will be no priest unto
sin,
me. And what does it say?
Sin thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Look, now you don't forget the law of God. Why? Because you done rejected my knowledge. Hallelujah. First you done lacked. You didn't want no teaching. You wanted to be uneducated. Hallelujah. So now, since you want to be uneducated, hallelujah, you can't even get the knowledge because you don't want to even go to training. Hallelujah. See, when you go into the service, into the army, they send you to a boot camp so you can get trained. They just not going to have you sign up and send you straight on over there to Iraq, because you're going to get killed real bad because you're not trained. See, that's why when people get saved, the church supposed to teach you before you go out to the world. Hallelujah. Because if you don't get trained before you go back out there, you're going to be doing the same thing you were doing before you came into the church. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people say, I've been knowing God all my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're saying, that you've been knowing God all your life? Hallelujah. Somebody probably done told you about God, but do you understand who he is? Do you really acknowledge who he is? Do you acknowledge what he done for you? So you got to understand, hallelujah. See, when I was a kid, my grandma used to take us to church, hallelujah. And I used to say, oh, I know who God is. I didn't know who God was. Hallelujah. Until I started getting more into his word, until I started getting that relationship with him. Hallelujah. See, one thing about it, I can know a person. Hallelujah. Like my wife. Hallelujah. I knew my wife as a child. Hallelujah. We were young, we were youth. Growing up together, hallelujah. But I didn't really know her, hallelujah, until we got married. And then when we got married, I still didn't really know her. Hallelujah. I had to start building more of a relationship, hallelujah, so I could learn her more. Hallelujah. Now we've been married 28 years, hallelujah, and I'm still learning her. Hallelujah. See, that's one thing about being saved. Somebody can be saved 10 years and say, well, I've been living with the Lord for 10 years. I know all about God. Hallelujah. No, you don't know all about God. Hallelujah. Because you're going to keep learning about God.
That's right. That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Because God said there's going to be some things that he's not going to even reveal unto you.
That's right.
So how are you going to say you know all about God?
Come on,
hallelujah. God. See, if he don't reveal everything to you, hallelujah, you don't know everything about him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So that means you still got to learn.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every day is a learning process for each and every one of us.
Yes,
to keep learning God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because God's going to do some new things for us. Hallelujah. How would you like to wake up and the same thing keep happening every day?
Every day.
Every day. Hallelujah. God said he's going to do some new things in you. Hallelujah. There's some new things in you. Hallelujah. That's why God wants to keep elevating us in knowledge and in understanding.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we can't be lacking.
That's right. Come on.
That's why we got to stay in training. I got to stay in training.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm the pastor. I got to stay in training.
Hallelujah.
If I fall off training, hallelujah. See, so many pastors in the world today, hallelujah, they think they don't need to be trained.
My God.
I still need to be trained.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I don't have it all sold up. Hallelujah. But God is training me. Hallelujah, that I can train another soldier.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
See, one thing about this walk, we training one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We helping one another. That's why the Bible says let's pray for one another. Hallelujah. When you pray for one another, you training one another. You helping one another in this walk.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Then it says, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will forget thy children. He said, look, you don't reject me. You done lacked on me. Hallelujah. You know when somebody always don't do what you ask them to do and they start lacking, hallelujah, you ain't gonna ask them to do nothing for you no more. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Say like my wife would tell me, well, baby, I need you to go down there and mop the kitchen floor. 3 days don't pass and I ain't mopped the kitchen floor. And then she said, you know what, I'm not gonna ask you to mop the kitchen floor no more. I'm just gonna have to do it myself. Or I'm gonna ask somebody else to do it because I know they're gonna get the job done. See, that's what God do. God give us an assignment. Hallelujah. But we lack on the assignment. He said, you know what? I'm gonna give it to Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff will do it. Hallelujah, because you lacked it. Why? And then you come to find out why you lack it, because you don't understand what the assignment is, first of all. You don't acknowledge who God is. That's why you lack it. There you go. Say so you failed on your training. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go over to the book of James 1 and 5. See what James says. In the book of James 1 and 5. See one thing about it, we know we need understanding and knowledge. But in the book of James, it says, you got it? Oh, you got it? Yes, he's counting. James 1:5. Right after Hebrews. James 1:5, what it says.
But let him, if any of you lack wisdom.
Look at that. Now it's talking about lacking too. It said, but if any of you lack wisdom, then what it said?
Let him ask. Of God.
Hallelujah. So if you lacking something, hallelujah, all you got to do is ask.
Hallelujah.
That's what the word said. All you got to do is ask. God, I don't understand. God, I need some training. If you lack, and it says any of you, hallelujah. He's talking about me too. Yeah. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And what it said?
That give it to all men liberally.
He's going to give it to you freely. He's going to give it to you freely. Hallelujah. That means you ain't got to come down to the altar and give all your money up. He said that he going to give it to you what?
Liberally.
And what else he said?
And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
What it said?
The Amplified.
Okay, go ahead.
If any of you is deficient in wisdom.
Look at that.
Let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him.
Look at that. Hallelujah. If any of you just lack, all you can do is ask. Just ask. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm lacking.
Hallelujah.
I heard Sister Alice say, hallelujah. She's been in the Word of God. Hallelujah. She's been reading the Word of God. Hallelujah. She's been getting in there because she said she's been hungry, so she's been eating. Hallelujah. See, one thing about it, hallelujah, you got to eat the Word of God, hallelujah, so you can grasp to it. You might not understand it, hallelujah, but you hold on to what you read. Then you say, you know what, God? Let me ask you about what I read.
Hallelujah.
Because he said, if any man asks, hallelujah. He said he's going to give it to you. Freely. Hallelujah. See, one thing about sister, my wife, hallelujah, she's a great teacher in the Word of God. Hallelujah. She might didn't understand everything that she would read, but she asked. Hallelujah. And the Lord gave her the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to even help her into the Word of God. Help teach her. See, the Holy Ghost help teaches you.
That's right.
It keeps you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So once you start getting stirred up in the word of God, you ask God, I lack. That's what he said, ask. See, sometimes people, they want to come down to the altar. Hallelujah. And ask, and they want the Holy Ghost. They want the man of God to lay hands on them for them to get the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is ask. Say, ask. Say, Lord, you know what I need. Lord, you know what I need, hallelujah, to stay in you. He know what you need. Say, Lord, I'm lacking some equipment.
Hallelujah.
You know when a janitor goes and they got to go do a job. Hallelujah. You know you need your mop. Hallelujah. But you can't do nothing with a mop without a bucket. You need the bucket to put their solutions into the bucket. And then when you got the solution to go to the bucket, you need some water. Hallelujah. You need some ingredients, hallelujah, to mop that floor. And then not only that, hallelujah, then if you got to do some dusting, hallelujah, you need the dusting. Hallelujah. Then not only that, you need some garbage bags. See, there's some things that you need. Hallelujah. And God knows there's some things that we need to stay in him.
Yeah.
So since he knows some things that we need, he said, all you got to do is that.
Yeah.
He said, I already know what you need. But hallelujah. I'm just not going to give it to you right now because I want you to acknowledge.
Yes.
I want you to have understanding what you need. Then you ask me, so then I'm going to give it to you freely. Hallelujah. He wants us to acknowledge what we need. Hallelujah. If you get it, go outside right now and your tire on the flat, you're just not going to drive down the street. You acknowledge that your tire is on the flat. You understand if you drive, the tire is going to come off the rim. Woo! See, the word of God says first naturally, then spiritually. So you got to understand, hallelujah, what's going on in the natural. See, we understand what's going on around us. And we open up our refrigerator and we see that there is no food there. Hallelujah. We know that we can't make that eat. We understand that. So that we know that we have to go to the grocery store. Hallelujah. And then we don't have no money. That means, hallelujah, we might have to ask someone. We might have to go to the food bank. Hallelujah. But we understand what we need. Hallelujah. God knows what we need. God said that he's going to meet our requirement only if we ask. And hallelujah. And then God said that he knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your spirit. Hallelujah. See, we got to ask for things. But God said he might not give it to us right then. Hallelujah. Because we might not be ready. Because he already knows your heart.
Yes.
He knows your mind. He knows your spirit.
Yes.
See, sometimes people will take some of God's things and take it back to the world. And God said, no, you're not ready for this right now. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give you this little bit right here. Hallelujah. To help you out. Hallelujah. That you can stay put.
Yes.
Woo. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. And then over in James 1:25. Hallelujah. When you get that, say amen. Let's go up to 22. Yeah, let's go up to 22. All the way down to 25.
But be ye doers of the word.
Look, it said, but be ye doers of the word. Word. Hallelujah. See, once you understand it, you're not going to start doing.
Huh?
You can't be asking if you ain't going to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's just like if somebody asked me, say, you know what? I need to get hired. Where you at? And I said, well, you need to go get an application. That means you got to go do it. Get an application.
That's
and then when they have the interview, hallelujah, and you go in for the interview, that means you got to go to the interview.
Right.
And then once you go to the interview, and you go in, and you go into the interview, then they hire you. Then they say, we need you to start on this day. That means you got to be there on time on that day.
Hallelujah.
See, it's about doing some doing. See, God said, you done asked me for some things. Now he said, but be he doers of the word and what? Not only hears, deceiving our own self. See, sometimes we deceive our own self. Hallelujah. Because we ask. Hallelujah. Because we heard somebody else say something that was good.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he said, be he doers of the word and not only hears, only deceiving our own self. Then what else it said?
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Look at that. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man, he just holding a natural glass and just looking at himself. Looking at a reflection. Hallelujah. Ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah. God wants us to do something. Hallelujah. Then what else it says?
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Look, he goes on, but he don't forget. All his manner, he don't forget about everything. He forgot what he had. He don't forget everything. Hallelujah. God done gave him all what he wanted, he done forgot all about it. Hallelujah. He said, for he beholding himself and he going his own way. He went his own way. Hallelujah. But he asked God for some directions.
Hallelujah.
He asked God for he don't went his own way. That's what a lot of people do in the house of God. Hallelujah. The word be preached. Hallelujah. They get up, they give God some good praise and some shout. So they get done praising God. Hallelujah. The urchin will fan them off. Hallelujah. They go their own way.
Right.
They go their own way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The service is going to be over with. They want to start church again. No, you're going your own way.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. The word is real. The word is real. What else do it say?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law.
Look at that. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law.
Of liberty.
Look into that freedom. And what does it say?
And continue therein.
Uh-huh.
He being not a forgetful hearer.
Look, he's not being a forgetful hearer. He done heard, and not only that, he's doing it.
Hallelujah.
And what does it say?
He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work.
Look at that. I just said that, and a doer of the work. He's doing it. He's doing the word. He's not being a forgetful hearer. He done heard. And not only that, he done heard, he done received. You hear how the preacher always say, hallelujah, you got to receive this word. Hallelujah. See, we go to church to hear the word of God, and we receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Then we be active with the word of God. Hallelujah. So you be active with it. Hallelujah. Somebody can send you a debit card right now. Hallelujah. If you don't activate it, come on. You can't get that out of it.
Come on, God.
You got to activate the car. Hallelujah. See, when the word goes forth, hallelujah. It's been activated in your life.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. And when it starts being activated in your life, you do something.
Yeah.
You do something with the word of God. Hallelujah. It said, but whosoever looking into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he's not being a forgetful hearer. He didn't forget what he had heard or she. Hallelujah. Didn't forget, but it said, but a doer of the word. Work. And then what does it say?
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Look at that. This man, this one, should be blessed in his or her deeds. You should be blessed.
Yes.
In the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we need knowledge. We need understanding so we can be blessed in our work. Be blessed in our deeds.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And not only that, hear the word of God. Hallelujah. See, when we come to the house of God, hallelujah, we got to have our ears clean.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we can hear the word of God. Hallelujah. So our spirit can be filled. Woo. Hallelujah. How do you say that? Be fed. The word, hallelujah. When you come into the house of God, hallelujah. Some of us be so starving, we need to be fed.
Yeah.
The word of God, hallelujah. I be hungry, hallelujah. And you know, like some of us, we get out of church, we go to the buffet, and we eat up the stuff, and we eat up so much stuff, we done ate all the spiritual man out of us. And we done ate so much natural food, we just start glutton. And we don't forget what the word of God that said at church. Cause we, you know how that when you eat so much, you want to go to sleep.
That's right.
You want to go to sleep. You want to lay down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But see, That's how the word of God is sometimes. The word of God starts stirring up some things. Hallelujah. But it keeps you woke. It keeps you alive. Hallelujah. I remember when I was young, my wife, I used to want to just pull off a lever sometimes. Hallelujah. Because she used to get out of the car and be praising God. Hallelujah. I said, Mother, you crazy? And you praise God downtown?
No.
She'd be stirred up.
Hallelujah.
And I didn't understand that. I said, no, she can't be doing it. But see, when we was in the world, I understood when somebody got out, hallelujah, and it was a song on earth, putting fire in his hands.
Yeah.
I said, right there. Uh-huh. But I understand when they got a God that's going to get back.
What?
See? See, you understood when they got out there, earth, when the fire was on, they jammed it. But then, hallelujah, they get out there, they want to give God some praise, they look like, oh, I got to go.
Right, right.
You see, I didn't have the understanding, and I didn't acknowledge God.
Yes.
She had the knowledge, she understood that she had to get out and give God some praise right here on that block.
Right.
Woo! See, it's something about having that understanding and that knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, God will shake up some things in your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. See, it's some things that hallelujah, we thought we would never do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But when we get the grace of God, hallelujah. He shake up some things. He changed some things. Hallelujah. God changed some things in us. Hallelujah. That man will look at and say, I thought you would never change.
Huh.
Hallelujah. Then they look at you and say, hallelujah, you're not even aged. Hallelujah. They look at you and say, God, I got people look at me and they be like, yeah, how old? I said, man, I'm 50. They said, no, you look like you 25. Hallelujah, yeah. And I be like, they look at, they see the little gray, but they said, no. And they look at some other people at my job, they be like, nah, he look like he 50, and he only 22.
Hello.
I said, see? I say, God will preserve you.
Yes, he will.
See, the devil don't want to preserve that one of us. Hallelujah. He wants you to go out there and do whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. Tear your body down.
Yes.
But God said he will preserve us.
Yes, he will.
How God preserves you because you understand.
Amen.
You are not.
Yes.
So since you understand you are not, he said, I'm going to preserve my son and my daughter so they can do my work. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah. For God is truly good. God is truly, truly good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So you can stand to your feet and give God some praise, give him some acknowledgement on the day. Hallelujah. Because he is wonderful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. He is a wonderful God. He's a great and mighty God. Hallelujah. He is good, and he is good all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As you stand on your feet, we will have prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, thank you, Jesus. You see each and every one. Lord Father, you know them by name. Hallelujah. You know the ones that's online, Lord Father. You know the ones that's not here, Lord Father. And Lord Father, we thank you for them. Lord, we give you thanks on today, Lord Father, for storing up the gifts. Lord God, we give you thanks today, Lord God, for stirring up the understanding, for stirring up the knowledge, Lord God, that we would not lack. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will stir some up in us, Lord God, that we will understand that we're running for our lives.
Yeah.
That, Lord God, that we are saved through your grace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, that we are baptized through your mercy.
Yeah.
Lord God, we just want to thank you today, Lord God, for you doing it, Lord God. We want to thank you today, Lord God, for your blessing us to see a day that we never saw before, Lord God. But Lord God, you do it, Lord God. You do it, Lord Jesus. Lord God, you give us understanding in every verse we read, in every chapter we read, Lord God. You give us direction, Lord God, which way you want us to go, Lord God. Lord God, you do it, Lord God, that we will not lack nothing in you, Lord God. But Lord God, train us in your word. Train us in your spirit. You do it, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we can acknowledge you in all your way, not my way, but your way, Lord God. And, Lord God, that we can grasp hold to what you would have for us to do. Lord God, bless Pastor Ty Campbell right now in a special way, Lord God. Lord God, bless Sister Alice in a special way, Lord God. Bless Brother Jeff in a special way. Bless Minister Marshall in a special way, and Brother Tommy, Lord God. Bless Lord Godfrey, Miranda, Jaleesa, Jarrell, and Julie in a special way. Bless Brother Jeff McCorder and his wife, Sister Lawrence, in a special way. Bless my brother Pee Wee in a special way, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, Sister Monique in a special way, Lord God. Lord God, you know what everyone is going through, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. Let them know that the yoke can be broken, Lord God. But they got to acknowledge and understand, Lord God, what the yoke is, Lord God. And understand that you are the one that can break it. And Lord God, we thank you today. We give you praise on today, Lord God. Lord God, for giving strength unto Apostle Fleming on the day. For giving strength on Apostle Smith on the day. For giving strength to Apostle Harris on the day. Lord God, for giving strength on today. Lord God, to Pastor Carson, Pastor Smith. Lord God, you know each and every pastor that's in Racine, Bishop Kirby, Bishop Freeman. Lord God, tell each and every leader, Lord God, that's in Racine, in Kenosha, Chicago, all around the land, all in Milwaukee, Minnesota. Lord God, touch every leader today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And strengthen, Lord God, the body of Christ. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. And we thank you for all what you're about to do, Lord God. We just praise you for knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.